the moon. All right, get John in there. I just decided to do this. Open the phones up. Let's get the phone system fired up. It's digital, you flip the switch. And we will take your phone calls in this hour, interspersed with a lot of news here. So here's where we are. We're in a new world war. The old political system's coming to an end. All these powerful forces are jockeying to try to be in control in the next system. And in Europe and the United States and other Western countries, we still have leftists in charge of the bureaucracies, and their war is dominating the host population. And they love any other population or any other military, any other group, and they side with that. The left sides with Iran because they hate America, because Iran hates America, the mullahs. I'm against the war with Iran because the Pentagon was right. It wasn't going to work and would derail our economic recovery. Two different things. But then the Gorkhas and the Levins, they point at me and they say, oh, you're for the Iranian leadership. No, I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. I want to stabilize Western civilization and then accelerate it and have a new expansionist renaissance. And the live decision technology, everything else that comes with that. I want it all. I want the future. But I want a future that's pro-human, not anti-human. I got a big stack of news on the data centers. And this is, I learned this when I was a little kid talking to business people that my dad worked with. They go, you know, McDonald's real business isn't McDonald's cheeseburgers. It's that the real estate, they go in, they loan the money to the franchise, they get it, and 20 years later, you always wonder where they tear down a McDonald's and build a high-rise building. They buy the key real estate. They make more money on leasing the real estate to the franchisee than they sell it. And it, you know, then they made the founder buy McDonald's and admitted all that. Well, the data centers get all the energy, all the power. They get regulatory exemption. They get immunity. And then they get to set all this up, and they get the land they're on. I mean, that right there, it's a giant power grab. And I didn't know the numbers. I mean, I knew them, but I didn't see the latest ones. In fact, I had it yesterday's stack. I put it in there in the stack. Just pull it back up. It showed in a graph from the Wall Street Journal, U.S. already has the most data centers, but projected it's like three times more than everybody else. This is cuckoo town. While they tell you, you can't have a car, you can't go on a vacation, you can't have an air conditioner, you can't have a dog or cat. I saw I'm at the place the other day. The BBC's like, get a turtle, get a lizard. Dogs and cats eat meat. That's bad for the earth. What? Your dog and cat can't live. You can't have a dog or cat. But these data centers, you know, that are hundreds of square miles or whatever, they get everything. So it's not even that the computers are bad. It's government has set up a new way where we're all busy fighting with each other over territorialism, whether we're black or white or whatever. And then meanwhile, the computers are being given carte blanche to take over, but it's the globalists that own and control them that are really being given the carte blanche. $1.4 trillion utility spending spree to keep up AI data centers should hike electricity bills. It already has. I have a big giant stack on this. But we don't think it's a robot has taken our job or a robot discriminating against us, a robot that's programmed and controlled by the globalists. We just all think about what color we are, and that's why we're so screwed. Because our entire development, call it evolutionary if you want, is about fighting over tribes and groups. Meanwhile, we get hit by this new thing that's basically alien, never before here. It's new. Alien just means new, not of this world, now in this world. And we don't even know what we're dealing with. I'm just trying to get people to start brainstorming this. I don't even have the answers. I'm just saying we better start talking about this. Because black and white people got a lot more in common with each other than an AI data. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm. And right about the open borders and right about the wars and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X. Or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. Become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it, canceling time. Stand with us. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me do this right now, then I'll get into all the news, get the number down, take your calls. Because I've said this 100 times, probably 1,000 times, I'll say it again. I am InfoWars creator and founder, and that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody, a war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with the news feeds, the articles. That's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a forbidden show. Here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. So the point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made on average are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that and a sense of I don't have to do anything. And so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity, and our story's just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, if you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, and you're not alive. But getting back to what I was saying before I give the number out and go to the news and take your calls, I'm sometimes the biggest problem around here because I get so hot on the news that I did one plug in the first hour. And in the last 2 hours, not one plug on air for the products we sell. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, get off the bench. Make the personal decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news because I'm tomorrow's news today. So you tune in because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth so we all move forward, win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level, and I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago, why I do what I do. I just did what I did, and I let her look back how I did what I did and why I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's Ultra Methylene Red, a proprietary product that works great with methylene blue, but by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture because it's concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene Red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. That's no crash, no junk, no watered-down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. And if you're a prescriber, subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off, cancel any time. Also, the new buy one, get one free sale. You get T3, highest quality iodine, the missing link, supercharging your libido, energy, stamina, immune system, everything. Buy one bottle of T3, get another one free. You can also buy one bottle of Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox Pro Cardiovascular Formula, the very best out there, and get another free. Or you can mix and match. Get one bottle of Ultimate Life Force and get a bottle of Ultramethylene Red capsules free, or vice versa. Right now, that runs until Sunday night at midnight going into Monday. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The quarters to get great products and fund this operation. And I always butcher these names, okay? And I also today, it wasn't going to be yesterday, but it got canceled. I also went to the dentist this morning and had one of my teeth that was pulled months ago. Finally had an implant put in because I grind my teeth. And, I'm doing okay, but I got here like 10 minutes before the show started, so I've been a little bit, let's see in my pants. I have trouble pronouncing these names, so you have a lot of fun with it. But you can go research any of this for yourself with a search engine or a ChatGPT or ask your doctor. And this is what's in ultramethylene red. Riboflavin 5-phosphate. And again, all this stuff goes with the super high-quality organic vitamins and minerals in here. It supercharges them. When we made this, we went out and had a top scientist, researcher, develop it. Then we asked ChatGPT and Grok what the best formula for what we wanted was. It came up with a very similar formula. In fact, the exact same formula, except different amounts of each ingredient. In general, ours is even stronger than what Grok or ChatGPT recommended. They recommended almost the same thing. It was very close to ours. Listen to this. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, pyridoxal phosphate, amino acid metabolism, neurotransmitter production, serotonin, dopamine, homocysteine control, mood and nerve support, methylfolate, direct methylfolation. It's the breakdown of the folic acid goes right in, supercharges. Direct methylfolation support, DNA synthesis, mood, brain health, bypasses common enzyme breakdown issues. Methylcobalamin, active B12, the highest quality, energy, nerve health. Helps with red blood cell formation. With all the stuff with it, supercharges it right in the cells. TMG supports liver, improves athletic performance. NAC, oh, that's key. Mitochondrial energy, brain cognitive support, nerve protection, antioxidant. Uridine monophosphate, brain health, memory, and cognitive support. Works with chlorine for neuron membranes. CoQ10, mitochondrial energy, powerful antioxidant, heart health, cellular energy, and fatigue reduction. Overall ingredient theme, good for energy. Good for energy, great for energy. Brain function. Your whole homeostasis control and people with adaptive to genetic issues. Talk about white people mainly have the problem with the methylfolate transferring into the cells. Or I guess you'd say the... I'm strong with the finish. I eat my spinach. What's in the spinach? It's the, what did I say earlier? Doesn't matter. Folic acid. So this is an amazing product. It goes great with methylene blue or great by itself. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason we stay on the air. And then stuff like this. Now, I did not tell Bigley make a hat with my name on it. But they did make this hat. It's got my signature and says Alex Jones Live. What I like about it is no one can really read it says Alex Jones unless you know my signature. But I've gotten so many compliments on this hat. This is my personal hat since I got it 2 weeks ago wearing it out. I love that hat. I love that hat. I love that hat. I love that hat. Love that hat. Well, yeah, overhead shot. Let's do an overhead shot. Looks good. This is a bad boy. Hundreds of hat designs. Hundreds and hundreds of t-shirts and designs. The only problem with the AlexJonesStore.com is there's too many designs, which is what I wanted. It is the widest selection of Patriot apparel you're going to find anywhere. So get yours today, thealexjonesstore.com. All right, I have stack after stack of news I haven't hit yet. And I'm going to get to some of that while we take calls. But right now, let me give you the number. Here in the last 45 minutes we have, let's get 7 or 8 phone calls on because I don't want to end the show with any extra callers waiting. Here's the number to join us. We'll put it on screen. On any issue we've covered, first-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree, we don't screen your calls. Just your name, where you're calling from. You want to tell us the topic so I know, that's fine. If not, just say anonymous topic. Just don't ask me if it's okay if you talk about something once you get on air. That's my pet peeve. So I've been asked that 10,000 times at least. You're on the air, baby. You ain't being censored. This isn't normal talk radio. You can say whatever the hell you want. It's unfiltered. It's unbridled. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. George Soros hates it. We're still on the air. Thanks for keeping us on air. TheAlexJonesStore.com. 512-266-0642. That is the coordinates to talk to millions of people, and we really, really look forward to it coming up. Now, while we're loading the phones up, let me get to Gorka. So Gorka came out a few days ago and said, well, I don't consider Tucker Carlson and others as conservatives, so there's no conservative terrorists because they're liberals. And the Breitbart editor's like, well, let's arrest them for being Qatari agents. I mean, these guys are something else. So now here's clip 35. White House counterterrorism official, terrorism czar, Sebastian Gorka, says certain speech would be treated as incitement to violence under government standards. Gorka says anti-Israel speech could be defined as incitement to violence while linking those protests to Iran and Russia. We are going to map out these individuals. So I'm watching you with my fake British accent. And then let's air that, and then back to back, you have John Kerry earlier this year saying, we need to censor people, we're losing the info war. If you think censoring people is going to succeed, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I'm really ready to sell you right now. And we got another clip from Gorka, also known as the Grand Gay Whale, where he goes even further with his calls for censorship and control. From Our Nation, Gorka and the U.S. counterterrorism team want to identify and track people for their speech. Here it is, back to back.
However, there are things within our laws that you are not allowed to say.
However, he loves the most fake royal regal. However, I'm watching you. You better watch out. Did I tell you I'm a gay whale? Continue, please.
This does not extend to inciting violence.
Start over. Stop. Start the clip over. We must have full whale exposure. I don't want him claiming we edited the clip to be deceptive. He's trying always to sound like Prince Charles, all right? Let's listen to the man that just became a U.S. citizen in 2012 tell us that he will rout the enemy. Watch yourself. I'm mapping you. I'm watching you. I am Gorka. Who battles Godzilla? Gorka is like a giant obese blob. But can it be Godzilla? Here he is.
However, there are things within our laws that you are not allowed to say, right? The freedom of speech does not extend to inciting violence or threatening the lives of specific individuals. That is not permissible. Beyond that, we will map. We haven't talked much about it, but if you read the counterterrorism strategy, it's a very clear document. We don't shy away from telling the world what we're going to do. We are going to map out these individuals. We are going to identify them. We're going to find this is God bless Scott Bessent.
You know, you're going to find us?
AG, the acting AG Todd Blanche. The money trail. The money trail is the most important thing. You look at these from the river to the sea, bring the intifada to the streets of America. It's so interesting. You're on the campus of Berkeley or you're on the streets of New York, and everybody has exactly the same placard, printed the same font. That's a little bit strange. So, you know, I can't discuss, you
it's
know, ongoing operations.
Soros, but you love.
The importance of malign foreign actors who leverage domestic fellow travelers. We lived this for 40 years during the Cold War. We will get to the bottom of all of it, whether it's the Singham Network, whether it's Iran,
who runs
Russia,
Al-Qaeda, our government.
Our mission is to uphold the Constitution and at the same time protect Americans from violence.
The First Amendment is a blockade.
You know, there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities. Our First Amendment stands as a major block.
He explicitly said that there's a need for this cohort to win the right to govern, so they are free to implement change without constitutional interference.
Beyond that, we will map. We haven't talked much about it, but if you read the counterterrorism strategy, it's a very clear document. We don't shy away from telling the world what we're going to do. We are going to map out these individuals. We are going to identify them. We're going to find...
They are no longer interested in debating ideas, if they ever were. They are interested in eliminating ideas, especially your speech. We've seen this from the likes of Jonathan Greenblatt discussing how, well, they're shifting away from this civic idea, this egalitarian idea, and back towards censorship, back towards a belief that, well, we protect Jewish interests, we protect our people, and what will we have to do to be able to secure our interests?
Does anybody care about World War II and the Holocaust anymore?
The hate crimes against Jews in Europe are through the roof. Against Jews in the United States are through the roof. We have a media in this country and a Democrat Party in this country and, frankly, a woke right in this country, mostly podcasters, that are giving aid and comfort to a vile enemy.
Well, that requires censorship of ideas which are growing ever more popular by the day, as their falsely constructed world is falling apart. As you are gaining power and cultural mass, they are terrified.
I had, sadly, a putative conservative journalist today from the Daily Caller ask me an asinine question. He said, how is the operation against Iran not another forever war? The idea, I mean, you just have to be...
The idea.
Either low-T or you have to be mentally challenged to compare... decades of forever wars with thousands of American casualties to the pinpoint accuracy of what we're doing in Operation Epic Fury with no boots on the ground.
Pinpoint. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I have giant testicles. Just ask Lindsey Graham and his bubble wand. I have huge elephant testicles. I am an American. You are the enemy, and you should watch what you're saying. We are investigating you. We are watching you. The Israel lobby's on TV. I played the clips this week. We've got to get everybody. We got to shut them up. Oh, that's going to work great. And meanwhile, I don't even want... I don't want this to happen. Because I can move a few steps ahead. This is a disaster. How do we get on this timeline? I mean, this is crazy. Absolute cuckoo town. All right. I got a bunch of key stuff on data centers we haven't gotten to, but let's go to your phone calls. Let's do that before I hit the data center stack here. How dare you question the data center? I have an affected British accent. I am a British lord, a peer of the crown. I will teach you knaves how to be an American. Do not go to alexjensapp.com on Droid or iPhone and download the free app that's at the top of the news categories. Do not do it. We are watching you. Do not share it. Or I, Gorka, the gay whale, the consort of Lindsey Graham politically, I will get you and your little dog, too, if you question me, Lord Gorkus. All right, we got Jeff and Willie and Mike and William and Godzilla and Jason. Well, I got to go to somebody called Godzilla first. Godzilla, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, Gorka can map my balls, you know, if he wants to map things. I think...
I need to teabag you, Godzilla, to make sure you have testicles.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, but it's part of that red heifer prophecy. You know, everyone always talks about in the Third Temple, where in that same prophecy, Israel has to be absolutely hated according to their own prophecy. But you can't force it. You know, that'd be like me saying, like, a butterfly is going to fly across your studio and release a bunch of butterflies in the studio at the same time. It's antithetical by the word's definition itself. But, yeah, I wanted to call about the data centers and some other stuff you were talking about. You were talking about the apocalypse, the end of an era. And the immovable object meeting the unstoppable force meeting the immovable object. And I've called before and spoke to you about what would happen at this time and that it would be a combination, you know, they would merge together as we've seen in previous times of history. You can see it in your own story arc where, you know, you have become the mainstream and the mainstream has become you. And it's going to continue going this way where, you know, the unstoppable force and the movable object is now the movable force and the unstoppable object and the battle between that for the future.
I just love Gorka climbing up out of the sewer line to threaten us all as if that's going to deter us from our mission.
Don't fall for their trap. You know, it's a trap to make the, as the World Economic Forum says, an angrier world, as you see it. You know, psyops. I don't even know if they're part, if they're aware that they're being controlled with mind control or if they're just passive NPC players playing their role in this grand theatrics, you know. But the data centers, I think it's just the next windmill solar energy scam because it's just going to be another 5 or 10 years when after the data centers are complete that they'll do AI miniaturization, like the zip file, like hard drives, like RAM, and they're not going to be needed, and then they'll just be another boondoggle for the government.
Exactly. They admit the next move is miniaturized, separate, siloed AI.
And memristors, instead of using electricity, they use ions, and the reason they're going to go with that is because then they can use tattoo machines to print the chips on the skin, and your body's ionic processes can run the chips.
Yeah, Bill Gates has the Bill Gates has some patents on that.
Yep, yep, and they've already released.
How anti-Semitic that you know about patents? Stop asking questions. You need to support Gorka. Gorka knows the way. Gorka will lead the way.
And you know, Jones, I just want to say also, I love this new energy that you have. I always knew this would happen. You know, you're like the phoenix. The more they try to burn you, the more you rise. You can't burn ash, and they're not going to be able to stop you. Just keep up the great work. I love everything you're doing. You're doing a great job, and I like how real you are. How you're sticking to your guns in this world of fake plastic garbage all over the place. It's refreshing to have someone on the air that at least is a real person. Everybody's going to have their faults and own trials and personal
stuff.
Of
course I do.
But your message is great.
My lust for Gorka is my weak spot.
And I need more fun. I want you to have fun. This is what you've been dreaming of. Imagine yourself in the 90s, you know, looking at where you are now. You should be enjoying this like a sweet, delicious cake. You know, enjoy every moment
no,
of
it. No, I am, but also that it's so close to victory, so close to defeat. I've got to press all the way to beat these people. Not me, but you know, God working through us all. But I hear you. No, I definitely look back and go, wow, God's so real. So I've told people 25 years ago what God told me. Like, we're going to bring them down. They're going to come back. But this big event's going to happen. It all happened like God told me. I mean, I'm on record telling the listeners. It's not like I just said this. Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Ah, Jason, William, Mike, Willie, Jeff, more traitors straight ahead, more extremists that I'm mapping. I'm Gorka. I'm watching you. Look out.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys, just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently. Stabbing ice picks into their heads nonviolently. Cutting their heads off nonviolently. Ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, anytime I hear somebody say we're in a boring news day, there's nothing boring about today, tomorrow, next month, next year. Everything just gets more interesting. If you think you're bored, if you think there's something important going on, it means you're captured. I got so much insane stuff to cover, I can't even keep track of it. But at the end of the day, humanity is in control of its own destiny if we step into that. Now, I may have to do this tomorrow because I loaded for bear, man. I got like 15 clips and all this stuff about AI and data centers. I'm trying to get to a little bit of it. But, man, this is really important. And first, it starts out from a spiritual perspective. And a human perspective with RFK Jr. and then the pastor asked ChatGPT, if you were the devil, what would you do? Wait till you hear this. Now, you think, oh, God, AI is so smart. It's plagiarizing Paul Harvey. But you have to have a great knowledge, not a great knowledge, but some knowledge to know that, or at least knowledge of that. It's like, oh, what a great poetry. How deep. Paul Harvey, 1970s. You actually know it's Paul Harvey. Only changes a few words. But like, oh, so deep. It's showing you humanity. It's showing you us. And you just bow down to it. But it has to scoop everything we're doing. But let's go back to your phone calls and finish up with these. No more callers after this, guys, since we're almost out of time. I notice they're taking more calls. It's okay. Who's up next in the order they received? Jason in Ohio. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, so with the Iran war, Okay, so Israel pretty much is looking to wage war with most of the Middle East, correct?
Greater Israel Project, yeah, they openly announced it, yeah.
Yeah, so the funny thing about that is that means that Benjamin Netanyahu and the other leaders of Israel are the biggest anti-Semites. Because if you look at what the word Semite actually means, it's not exclusive to the Jewish people or the people of Israel. So it's actually the people in that region, you know, all the groups, races, religions. So that would actually mean that they are the largest anti-Semites. So I think we should start using
all I
that.
Know is, yeah, that's true. But I mean, look, and the Muslims all want to kill them too. I get it. The point is we shouldn't be tied to it and we shouldn't be a part of it. And Israel's not dealing in good faith, just trying to try to protect itself. It's funding terror groups. It put Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria with Turkey so they can blow that up later. It's just like our government puts in bad people in regime change. They founded Hamas. They funded Hamas. I don't want to hear this crap of, oh, we've got to go to war with all the Muslims. Israel wants to pick one country off after another and take their land and then have us backstop it. I'm done.
I think you might have missed the point, though.
No, I get it. The Semite means basically Middle Eastern Arab. I've heard that. I know it's true.
Yeah. But what I'm getting at is you can actually fix the fake MAGA movement, like shut down the fake MAGA movement by using that word, because then they can't twist that word around.
Well, let me give you a newsflash. When you get called anti-Semite, people love that. I can wear a Hitler outfit and be more popular. People are so anti-Israel. So I think, like, I'm not disagreeing with you overall, maybe with some liberal or something. Oh, God, I'm not anti-Semitic. They're all Semitic over there. I've heard that. I know that talking point. And I'm not saying it's not true. It's just that you can say, oh, Israel, don't be anti-Semitic. You think they care?
For example, you know, the fake MAGA movement keeps trying to say that everybody against MAGA is the anti-Semite.
Yeah, and it's like 80% unpopular. It's like 80% unpopular. Yeah. It's not working. It's like calling someone racist.
Well, I mean, using the word against them back.
Like, no, I know, but what I'm saying is it doesn't have any power. So 30 years ago, people would say Israel's anti-Semitic. It's blowing up Semites. I get that. I'm saying now it doesn't matter. Thanks for the call. The old paradigm doesn't matter. But I get what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you overall. I'm just saying it's an old argument. People are so sick of the establishment, they love Hitler. They haven't studied Hitler and the fact that he was bad and crazy just because some of the Jews were doing bad stuff doesn't mean Hitler's suddenly good. I'm actually well-researched in it and had family that fought in World War II and, you know, saw the angles. He had deals with the main Jewish groups to let Jews out if they paid the Jewish groups money. If they didn't pay money to Madeleine Albright's dad, they killed him. So I don't like, oh, Hitler's good because we're saying the Jews over here are bad. It's more sophisticated. I appreciate your call. All right, up next. Who's up next here? William in Mississippi. You're on the air. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to speak to you, sir. I've been watching you ever since I was 17 years old in high school.
Well, how old are you now, Jedi?
I am 28 now. Just had my birthday yesterday.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
Well, anyway, you know, I guess I'll be quick with you since you got to get to the news. This Hensa virus and COVID and all that, you know, there's still so many people that fall for it, and it kind of surprises me. Nobody has any pattern recognition skills anymore. Like, they just want to be spoon-fed everything.
They love one-dimensional, exactly the exact same pattern, exact same liars, exact same fraud of COVID now with Junta, and some people still want to believe it.
Well, it's with everything. They don't read their history. They don't. If they read their history, they'd see the pattern. It's all the playbook's already been played out. They just repeat the same thing over and over and over again, and people are shocked that it's new. But I don't blame them for not knowing because they don't read, they don't study, they don't look at all these different things.
Well, that's what George Orwell said in Essays by 1984. He said it's an allegory of the future. He saw. If the Fabian socialists that he was high level and that he broke with were in control, he said they'll dumb people down so much you can't even explain things to them because they're too ignorant.
Yeah, and I've ordered your book, The Great Reset, signed. I've handed them out. I actually gifted one signed to one of my friends. So I've been trying to get the information out there. Products I think you need to bring back is Lung Cleanse that had the colloidal silver in it. If phenomenal product. I really think
it's a great product. We should bring back the colloidal silver and stuff. I agree.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. I have pretty much everything I wanted to say.
Thank you. Yeah, when we sell colloidal silver that's sold at Whole Foods for 20 years and totally works, it is incredible. And now it's sold at Walgreens everywhere else and in hospitals. They don't even spray iodine. They spray colloidal silver down to kill stuff. The left goes and files complaints with our shopping carts and says we're selling poison and gets us banned. And somehow that still works. So it's all harassment. If you can't get a product, it's because of the harassment. Now I was selling colloidal silver 30 years ago when nobody was. Now it's all proven to be great. You know, it's just it's another form of antibiotic. Another stuff doesn't work. And people ask, you know, why are you not doing this? Well, you don't know the inside baseball of the crap that goes on. But we don't whine. We're not victims. Just support us. Spread the word. Pray with the broadcast. That's all I ask for. But if I told you about all the ongoing harassment to frustrate our work, it would take the whole show up. So I don't give the enemy what they want. I just cover the news, and they can piss up a rope. All right. Up next here, ladies and gentlemen, is Jeff in Georgia. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, brother. What's on your mind?
I've called before. I talked about some, like, where I think the future is going, and I thought Kamala was going to win just because what I see, you know, in my life with the people I live with. But I'm for sure convinced Trump is bought and sold. And when that guy was on that last guest you had, and he still has faith in, like, what Trump is saying and doing, it breaks my heart. And I want to see what you think about that.
Well, I mean, Peter Tichtin was the main lawyer day one exposing the fraud in the trenches, despite them trying to debar him and put him in jail. And he sees lesser of evils and sees the Democrats and then wants to reform things. And I overall can't disagree with that. I have been going against Trump to get him to get back on the straight and narrow. But regardless, I mean, what is the option? Would you have rather had Kamala Harris?
No, you know, because I don't believe in communism. I believe in capitalism. But like they say, the top communist knows that capitalists and the communists, there's a guy above them. And I'm just thinking, like, when are we going to start as a whole to recognize that there's still someone pulling the strings? Trump isn't all.
Well, there's not someone. We know. Have you read Tragedy and Hope?
No, I have not.
1,100 pages. I have twice. Have you read Between Two Ages, the Tetratronic Era?
No, sir.
I recommend you do. Have you read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich? You're sure.
No, sir.
Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death's Order. Order of the Death Head.
I have not, no.
Have you read The Battle for Gaul?
No, sir.
Have you read Confucius?
All my experience is life experience. I was in the military.
Have you read Sun Tzu?
Some of that, yeah. And I got
By the way, I wasn't trying to, like, that I've read the globalist white papers they think we're too dumb to read about how this works, okay? And so it's very sophisticated, but it's also very simple at the end of the day. Is something a centralizing effect or a decentralizing effect? And Trump, for his first 9 years or so, was a decentralizer. That's why they didn't like him. For whatever reason, he's become more and more captured. That doesn't mean I'm not going to still put pressure through key lawyers that advise him to get him back on track. I'm not going to give up. While I criticize him and say we got to get other options, I'm still going to try to get Trump back on the straight and narrow. Does that make sense?
It does, but it seems like it's falling on deaf ears, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I've been a little successful at getting stuff done. You say fall on deaf ears. Why are the neocons coming out lying to Trump about me and trying to get him to demonize me, to turn me, you know, to really get me to go after him? It's because the people have power. Appreciate your call. I've said this about 5,000 times. I'll say it again. Probably only 2,000 times. What is the devil's greatest trick? We're all told it's he doesn't exist. That's one of his other tricks, not number one. Number one is good don't exist. What's the corporate media always say? I'm not real. I work for somebody. I'm a fraud. I'm lying. You can check what I say. Check my track record. I'm one of the most accurate people alive in the world today, and I'm not perfect, but damn it, I want to be accurate. And I know I love God, and I know I love justice, and I know I love truth, and I know I'm on Team Humanity, and I want humanity to succeed. But all I ever hear is how I'm this loyal opposition and a fraud and controlled by the establishment and everybody else and the Democrats. That's because I'm not. Because if you can admit Alex Jones is good and wants freedom, you can admit you're good and have freedom and admit you have power. They don't want you to think you have any power. You're like, oh, what's the point? Oh, God, it's all screwed. Everybody's controlled. But you called into a show. You're speaking out to millions. No, you haven't given up. Mike in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Pretty good, brother. Go ahead.
Great. First thing, I just want to say thank you so much for your products. I'm 51 years old. I've had 4 open heart surgeries, and because of your products, I'm still out there doing some CrossFit. You know, I got like my whole morning routine full of Alex Jones products. So thank you so much for that. My call is about the Iran war. You know, I listen to you pretty much daily, and then I listen to a lot of other people too. And there's a lot of back and forth and stuff like that. And based on your knowledge of history and your ability to kind of see into the future and kind of, you know, reverse engineer, I'm just wondering, like, what would be your justification? Like, because I mean, we know what we know, but we don't know what we don't know. So what would be your justification if you could reverse engineer?
Oh, I love it. A Rumsfeld quote. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, just like, you know, because I've heard people like, oh, this is to cut off China because that's where they get all their oil and they get it for super cheap. Oh, no, this is to do this and this is to do that. And it's 19-degree chest. And then Trump goes to China yesterday with, you know, the Avengers, Revenge of the Nerds squad. And it's like, so what's the point of this? Like, and so it's like my brain wants to, like, understand.
Well, let me decipher it for you.
Okay.
It's cool. A great question, incredible question. I'll put you on hold while I answer your question. I could teach a college course, a 2-year course, PhD, on what you just asked. Everything you said made my top of my head blow off, okay? And that's why I can't answer the question. Because I had the whole answer there when you were talking, and then it kind of just went away. But, I mean, I've got big pieces of it. But Trump knows Xi Jinping's a dictator and loves to look powerful and important, and particularly the Asian mind, but everybody's the same way about saving face, looking good. So Trump goes over there and kisses his ass in all his verbal stuff, while politically and economically and militarily, he goes completely against him. Let me go back to you. Say your question again. Well, what was the question again?
Basically, is like to reverse engineer why we went into Iran in the first place, and then to see what's kind of unfolding now, because it seems like every reason is always, well, because of Israel, or, oh, it's because of nukes.
All right, no. Now remember, thank you. I'll go back to you. Thank you. When the globalists do something, it's because it helps them on every front. So BlackRock and the Rothschilds above want us to go bankrupt. They want Trump's recovery to fail. They want to put us on a social credit score. They want the U.S. to go bankrupt and all the other nations on the verge. We were already going into bankruptcy. Trump's plan would have reversed that. Okay? So that's why I was supporting him. Then if they can get us into a war that closes the Strait of Hormuz and cuts off 30% of the energy and fertilizer, within just a few months, it puts us into a nosedive and ends that and puts the world into the Great Reset, which even Larry Fink admits is happening. He's so happy. So Israel at one level is the big lobby. Oh, they got nukes. Oh, they're going to kill us. Oh, we got to do this right now. We got to, you know, existential, blah, blah, blah. And that at one level is true that Israel wants it. And Netanyahu's in political trouble, so he wants it to be the war president, or the war prime minister. Then above that, the globalists want us to go bankrupt. We're the real target. Western nations, not Iran. They're secondary. And then Trump's presented with all this. This is the thing he needs to do. And he's cutting off China, so he's cutting off Iran, Venezuela, Cuba. So Trump believes that plan, that at one level is a real plan, but the immediate economic disaster it causes, whether he be successful or not, we don't know, shuts down the midterms so the Democrats get back in and can derail his overall agenda that was going the right direction until he got segued into the Iran conflict. So at a prime equation, that's why they attack you and try to shut you down if you try to keep him from making the mistake. Now he's made the mistake. Now we're illustrating that for people so people understand actually what happened. And that's only one level of the overall system that we're dealing with. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's just like why things need to start happening now, because if he can't really get like some momentum going about making America first again before like the 4th of July, you know, the campaign season starts in the summertime, and we're just going to be on our heels, like, you know, and then people are going to choose the worst of two evils because they don't like what's in the office right now. So
they're going to feel rejected by Trump, who doesn't just go against what he promised. He slaps his constituents around and makes insane statements like, I don't care about the average American's economic plight. Exactly.
Yeah, we're like an abused spouse a little bit, you know. It's like
but we have to not be emotional and just look at that for what it is and just decide what good can we get out of Trump. Like, I'll criticize him on a bunch of issues, try to get him back on track, or just be on the right side where he's good as good people. I'll back that. It's all mathematical. It's not lesser of two evils. It's mathematical. Support Tulsi Gabbard. Support RFK Jr. Support the border. This and that. Criticize what's bad. See the big picture. Tell people what's going to happen so our credibility goes up, so we're in the leadership role intellectually in the next phase. Thanks for the call. And that's how my brain works. Just what's the truth? What's the issue? Cover it. Be done with it. That's it. Just to be done with the heavens fall. Ben in Indiana, you're our tail gunner, last caller of the day before the war room with the mighty Harrison Smith takes over.
Good afternoon, Alex. Great to hear from you. I've been a VIP member since October. I love your supplements. Really changed my life and saved me from the soy boy I was. I'm calling in today just to, you know, give the heads up. Mike Braun of the governor of Indiana just invested $50 million of our taxpayer money to help Israel start more tech in the state of Indiana and more data centers. And I'm not anti-Judaism. I'm anti-Zionism.
No, but it's true. Notice Netanyahu said, I don't want U.S. investment now or free money. I want to be a partner. He means preferential deals through their lobby here to be given eminent domain with data centers to take over. And Israel is dominant, more than even China, in controlling our tech. And so exactly, this is Israel saying they're a superpower, as I played last hour, and they believe they're going to take us over. It's total megalomania. It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's super crazy. And I just wanted to bring it to your attention and then also just give your flowers on, you know, I listen to Rex's show every morning, and you've done a great job with that young man. He has a bright future, and I thank you for all that you do, Alex. God bless.
I'm very proud of my son. I guess he's made comments I haven't seen, but I see, like, Alex Jones disowned Rex Jones. No. It's the opposite. I'm not giving him any help because that only makes him weaker. So, I mean, maybe I once a week tweet something he does, and I don't talk about his shows, and I don't promote him because that is a weakness. That will only make him dependent on me. He's my son, and he's going to sink or swim on his own stuff, and that is my gift to him. My parents would always only buy me books. You want a bike? Go mow yards. You want to go with your friends at Six Flags? We're not giving you any money. Go make the money. And so I'm like 9 years old mowing the neighbor's yard, and I learned. I always had a big wallet full of cash. It was great. It was a great gift. I bought my own car myself at 16 and bought a Chevy Silverado. Actually, 15 at hardship license, walked in, down payment, cash, boom. Already had credit, already had a bank account, already had a credit card when I was like 13. And my dad's like right there at the bank with me. And that was a good thing. My parents took me shopping twice a year for clothes. They said, you want more clothes by the time I was 10? Go get a job. My parents didn't do that because they were assholes. They did it because they didn't want a pussy. And so that's the thing with Rex. He does a great show. I see it sometimes. I do it. And I almost discriminate against him. Like, I promote other people. I'm like, he asked me to promote him. I'm like, no, I'm not going to promote you. Because he needs to do this all on his own. And that's a gift I'm giving him. Because that's what this is all about. He needs to not be under my wings. He needs to do his own thing. And so I appreciate you saying nice things about Rex. Now, Harrison Smith is about to take over. I had the big AI stack. I had another big stack of the left and all their crime and the stuff, and boy, big UFO stuff I didn't hit. But tomorrow, Lord willing, I will cover it all. But that doesn't matter. I'll come in Saturday. Whatever we didn't hit, I'll hit, and I'll hit everything else. So great job to the crew. Very appreciative of them. And I'll just say this again to the viewers and listeners. I can't do this without you. That's why when you call in and thank me, I interrupt everybody. I say, stop it. You're the people that make this operation run. You're in charge. You're in the driver's seat. Seriously, I'm like a battering ram, an iron battering ram that you're ramming into the enemy fortress gate. And so I'm just a battering ram. You've got to grab it and swing it and run it into the enemy. I volunteer for this. I love it. But I can't do this motion. This is you. You need to get that in your head that you're not on board. You're the captain. You drive the next permutation of InfoWars ship. I'm not patting you on the head. Please receive the data. You are the driver. You are the captain. You are the general. You have all the power. It's all about you, God working through you. So take the URL, alexjoneslive.com. Go share. You already have it. The free app on Android or Apple, alexjonesapp.com. Share it. We will override the AI. We will override all their systems. We will defeat everything they're doing when you decide the agency and the deed to the planet that God in Genesis gave us, not Satan. Satan's marooned here as our tester. Satan is actually a agent of God. Satan is his own operative, is against God, but God allows him to operate because that's free will. So you are the captain, you are the driver, you own the road, you have to decide. And listen, it ain't about me. Do your own podcast. Do your own show. Run for office. Listen. Promote whoever you think. It doesn't matter. Get active or get radioactive and support us right now. The methylene red capsules are in. Huge discount right now. Big buy one, get one free on the very best iodine, the very best detox for the spike protein, all the rest of it. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'll tell you point blank, we're barely paying the bills. I'm sure people are going to come through. I want to hire more hosts. And I'm sure once we have the money and do all the stuff and go 20 hours a day like I want to go, 5 a.m. to midnight, it's 19 hours, that Rex will have a show here. Because he has to do it on his own. He's got there. He's now ready. Because I have to look at him as like, would I hire that person separate from my son? And now he's there. And he will join me and one day be greater than I am if I don't put him in crutches or a wheelchair and wheel him around. I'm giving him the gift of war and conflict. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.